Mark Cuban, iconic entrepreneur. Mark's journey took him from bartender to billionaire to entrepreneur and NBA team owner. Mark's obstacle? The common wisdom idea that your success depends on others, good luck, connections, etc. Mark says, "I want to kick the ass of the people I'm competing with, and that always motivates me to push myself to know as much as I can about my business and puts me in a position to create new ideas." Some 7 million Americans have become familiar with Mark Cuban as they tune in weekly to watch Shark Tank, ABC's popular reality show. The show features a panel of sharks, potential investors, who listen to contestants pitch their entrepreneurial business ideas and determine which ones are worth an investment. Mark served as a panelist several times in the first two seasons and became a regular member the third. He was selected for the role because of his own success as an entrepreneur. In 1999, Mark set a new record for a single e-commerce transaction when internet giant Yahoo bought his startup company, Broadcast.com, for $5.9 billion in stock. This son of working-class parents from Pittsburgh became a multi-billionaire with one deal. More than 10 years later, I found this insanely busy mega mogul hasn't forgotten his roots. And he remains generous and willing to tell his story with others who need motivation as they follow their own paths. Honestly, I had my doubts about whether he would take time to let me interview him, but I try to practice what I preach. Never assume anything. And I made the call. Mark surprised me with his gracious response to my proposal. He was more than interested. He was eager to help me with this project. He truly likes to share his experience and the wisdom he has gained along his journey. Don't think that Mark's success began and ended with that historic sale of his company. He was definitely not a one-hit wonder. He went on to finance television shows and movies. He invested in a multitude of tech companies and bought a string of art house theaters. Today, his net worth exceeds some $3 billion. His successes brought notoriety for Mark in financial circles and among the high-tech savvy. But his purchase of the Dallas Mavericks in 2000 and his success at turning a flailing NBA franchise into a world championship team in just 11 short years made Mark Cuban a household name for the rest of us. We grew to love his brazen attitude and his obvious love of the game and appreciation for the working class fan. He was clearly more than an internet geek. But how did this common guy from a Pittsburgh suburb come to land on the Forbes Richest People list? Many people fall into the trap of thinking that you need to know somebody in order to get far in this world. But Mark didn't achieve his success through connections or family status. It wasn't something he paid for or learned about in college. Rather, he came to personify the American dream through sheer force of will, a little ingenuity, and a ton of effort. No one handed success to Mark. He didn't inherit it. At the age of 12, he made his inauspicious entree into the business world selling garbage bags to purchase a pair of expensive basketball shoes. He learned early to do whatever it takes to get what you want. Later, he tended bar, collected and sold stamps to pay for college, taught disco dancing, and worked as a party promoter. Mark believes most people mistakenly look for opportunities in other ways. They wait for the big idea, or for money, or connections with somebody who can help them. But, he says, that's a backwards way to achieve a goal successfully. His dad, an automotive upholsterer, instilled the value of hard work into him at a very young age. Mark quotes his dad often. He says, "Nothing will come easy. Hard work is something everyone talks about, but rarely does. If you do something you love, then working hard is easy. If you can work hard enough to be really, really good at something, anything, you can usually find a way to reach your goals." Along with this sage advice, there lies within Mark an innate drive that has catapulted him to the top of his game and has turned him into a master motivator. Mark Cuban has an intense need for competition. He thrives on it. He tells his Mavericks players, "Business is the ultimate sport. 365 days a year, 7 days a week, and 24 hours a day, somebody is trying to take you down." And when he identifies a win within his reach, he sets his sights on it with a laser focus and drives toward his end game. That ambition and competitive mentality generates his ebullient confidence to win. Staying on top of his game is one way to live out another of his father's lessons. In fact, one of his favorite quotes is, "Today is the youngest you will ever be, so live life to the fullest." Playing to win helps Mark live life to the fullest. His confidence comes out in an optimistic, glass-half-full attitude. When it comes to business planning, he disagrees with strategic approaches that include specific contingency plans for overcoming projected adversity. "That's a loser's game," he says. "You have to have strategies to achieve success, not to project failure." Difficult challenges can be a positive force. Setting smaller goals helps you build a roadmap to success. Mark says, "The way I see it, I want to kick the ass of the people I'm competing with, and that always motivates me to push myself to know as much as I can about my business and puts me in a position to create new ideas." Everybody faces difficult challenges in their lives at some point. How you view those challenges can determine whether you will reach the pinnacle of your success. You can view your challenges as walls that hinder or stop your progress. Or, like Mark, you can use those apparent obstacles as learning experiences to help propel you to greater effort. Seeing your walls as merely obstacles to overcome will increase your chances for huge success. Mark's empowering thought: the power to achieve success lies within you. He says, "Sweat equity is the best equity, and everyone has a bank full of it. They just have to choose to use it." Mark's do it daily: forget contingency plans. Instead, create strategies to achieve success and view your challenges, from competitors to adverse events, as learning experiences to propel you to greater effort.